truck and bus news, powered by heavyvehicles.com.au.
I'm Joel Helms. A recall of 571 Western Star trucks across the 4700, 4800, 4900, 5800 and 6900 series models has been initiated after a possible electrical issue was identified. The recall, being overseen by the ACCC, it involves trucks sold in Australia between the 12th of September 2016 and the 6th of February this year. The recall notice advises that on certain Western Star trucks, the power cable stud with an attached gasket seal may not protrude through the bulkhead adequately. If improperly installed, the power cable stud may contact the bulkhead, resulting in electrical arcing, increasing the risk of a fire. Parts will be available from early December 2018, and affected Western Star trucks owners can have their vehicles inspected and repaired free of charge at Western Star dealerships. Check your VIN, see if your truck's affected, at the Heavy Vehicles website. We're still waiting on the official recall notice to come in, though we can confirm certain UD trucks from the Quon range are being recalled. The team at Volvo Group Australia sent us a notification to tell us that the ACCC would be overseeing the action. According to VGA, the recall is a voluntary safety recall as a precautionary measure for 186 UD trucks sold in Australia and New Zealand. The recall applies to PPNLT Quon RSS air trucks produced between the 1st of November 2016 and the 31st of January 2018. They say in certain operating conditions, the front, rear and rear shock absorbers may bend or break. This could cause interference with the tyre and cause it to burst, which may cause a risk of fire. More details, once again, on the Heavy Vehicles website. Here's a somewhat left-field type idea: converting unwanted prime movers into rigids to satisfy demand in that market. Renault trucks in Europe, they're now doing exactly that with their used trucks factory. The French brand has launched its new T-P-Road rigid, the basis of which is a refurbished T-Series prime mover. Renault Trucks telling us the T-P-Road will meet the specific requirements of customers looking for high-quality, certified used rigids. They tell us they're very picky about which second-hand prime movers are rebirthed, for want of a better term, as a rigid. They say each truck is thoroughly checked against a more than 200-point checklist. The conversion sees the cab, drivetrain and suspension removed, so new, longer chassis rails can be fitted. The offerings are covered by a one-year, 120,000K warranty. Ask anyone who runs a small business, they'll tell you cash flow is a major issue that constantly has to be juggled. Smaller road transport businesses are not immune to the situation of having their invoices out to be paid, but also sitting on a stack of bills and invoices that they're expected to pay, often in as little as just 7 days. NatRoad tell us a lot of stress would be taken off these types of operations with the introduction of minimum 30-day payment terms. The call comes as the Australian Small Business and Family Enterprise Ombudsman reviews payment times for small and medium enterprises. Warren Clark, the CEO of NatRoad, says hopefully the review will help transporters. He says he believes the inquiry will show that payment times in the road transport industry are too long. He says the introduction of an industry code that includes payment terms would significantly improve the viability of small trucking businesses. And we'll keep you updated with further details in regards to that. Accidents will happen, but having drivers conscious that their driving is being watched seems to be helping save young lives in the UK. New UK road crash statistics show a 35% drop in deaths among novice drivers in the nation since 2011. Corresponding with the significant drop was the introduction of telematics insurance, policies that are significantly cheaper for novice drivers but require the vehicle to have a trackable telematics system installed. About 80% of young drivers in the UK have a telematics system installed in their vehicle today. As a comparison, fatal crashes dipped just 16% across the regular driving population in that same time, while the total vehicle fleet increased by 10%. Graham Gordon from telematics supplier LexisNexis says telematics is now a proven life-saving technology. He says the analysis is exciting because it provides evidence that telematics has a real impact on the safety of young drivers and the potential it therefore offers to improve road safety standards for all motorists. Tesla, despite reportedly having some cash flow issues and a PR hiccup or two with founder Elon Musk, looks to be making progress on their truck. The truck, set for an official launch next year, has been seen out on tests on roads around San Francisco, including crossing the iconic Golden Gate Bridge. Now there's news that another major fleet operator has agreed to add the Tesla truck to its lineup. Albertsons Companies has signed up for 10 Tesla trucks. They'll be used to help shift stock and supplies between its retail, drug and food outlets in Southern California. The 10 trucks will join an Albertsons Companies fleet of over 1,400 trucks. The new order for Tesla trucks comes after commitments from UPS, FedEx, PepsiCo, Cisco, Anheuser-Busch and Walmart, among others. There's a new strategy in the wind to help attract potential employees into a career behind the wheel of a truck. training them on virtual reality simulators. Technology is being developed in the US by a business called Advanced Training Systems that will allow potential truck operators to learn the ropes before they actually climb into a cab. The ATS simulator features high-definition video screens as well as all the normal controls found in a truck, including gear shifter, pedals, and steering wheel.
Hi, I'm Bill Collins, the owner of Interstate Truck Driving School. This is a 10-speed over-the-road tractor. It takes skill to learn how to drive one of these things. And at Interstate Truck Driving School, we have the latest, greatest technology to teach you how to drive a 10-speed tractor. Now, the real advantage of this technology of the simulator is that it's going to give you the opportunity to practice a complicated skill. It's a hand-eye coordination psychomotor skill that simply takes practice. And the advantage of the simulator is that you get to do this practice without driving down the road to do it. This is a fantastic device that's really going to help you learn quicker and safer.
It works for airline pilots. Is there a place for virtual reality truck driver training in your opinion? Let us know your thoughts on the Heavy Vehicles website. And check out heavyvehicles.com.au this week for reviews of the Isuzu F-Series and the Fuso Fighter.
Truck and bus news. Thanks to heavyvehicles.com.au.
Despite the importance of having an online presence, to a lot of businesses, big and small, their website is a pain in the neck. If that's how you feel about your site, we reckon you might be battling bad design, poor functionality, slow loading, viruses, and just a lack of time and knowledge to get it where it needs to be. Website Create is here to help, and their motto is that they create websites, not headaches. Website Create can help you with every aspect of website design and maintenance, from securing a domain to listing on Google and even SEO as well. Websitecreate.com.au.